It's Wednesday, February 26, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Cloud security from Google, Echo devices really do mishear you, tracking kids in school, and Apple spoils the mystery. This is the Business of Tech. While I don't like covering product announcements, I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. Google Cloud announced a series of new security capabilities designed to cater to enterprise customers. This includes a new way to detect threats using technology from Chronicle, the cybersecurity company from Alphabet's Moonshot X unit, which was folded into Google Cloud last year. Customers can now detect threats using Yara-L, which allows rules to be built to detect those specific attacks. Yara is an open-source language for writing rules to detect malware, and Yara-L is focused on logs. The announcement includes new options for protecting against activities like scraping, credential misuse, and automated account creation, as well as capabilities via Web Risk API for identifying known bad sites, warning users before they click bad links, and preventing users from posting links to known malicious pages. So why do we care? Yesterday, I covered data about cloud adoption for technology services companies and observed a lack of innovation and management in this space for those focused on small and mid-size organizations. Today, I'm going to observe the same disparity on security technologies. Enterprises are getting capabilities to address security concerns that are far ahead of what a small organization can leverage. One of the values that companies that deliver technology to these providers has been in the ability to take these complicated pieces of tech and make them available to a larger population, particularly SMBs. The rise of the remote monitoring and management space is a great example. I'm waiting for these kinds of offerings to get delivered to the masses. I think there's an opportunity here for vendors that move on this, but I'm also disappointed in the lack of investment I'm seeing from the larger vendors who have the spoils to build this capability out. I think they'd just rather buy things and add revenue than build anything. Picking up on voice, there's a new study from researchers at Northeastern University who investigated the mistriggering of voice assistants by streaming 125 hours of popular Netflix TV shows to find out which words accidentally activate those assistants. The findings indicate that, yes, those devices do misactivate, sometimes as many as 19 times a day. About half of accidental activations lasted less than 6 hours, but the other half recorded for as long as 43 seconds. The researchers specifically observed that there's no evidence that these accidental recordings are being used in a nefarious way. Links in the show notes to go deeper. So why do we care? Voice has come a really long way, and some of the developments have been very rapid. I think the architecture on this is correct. Cloud driving most of the processing for the system, and this allows for improvements to be rolled out quickly. At the same time, it's clear we have a ways to go. More importantly, while I believe there's no nefarious intention behind this technology, the perception alone is troubling when these devices do not work as anticipated. There really is something to voice as a UI, and more use cases where it's now a real thing. It's important to know the downsides, however. CNET has a piece today about the use of radio frequency scanners within at least 10 schools to track students, with an accuracy down to about 1 meter. The intention is to keep students safe, but privacy concerns are raised by the use of the technology requiring parents to opt out if they don't want their children tracked. The company, Inpixion, offers indoor positioning technology for malls, offices, and prisons, and is now bringing it to schools, including a specialized tracking tool for children who aren't old enough to have their own phones. The piece includes detail about the wider use of the technology, as well as applications for understanding the tracking and the larger use of those technologies beyond. Link in the show notes. So why do we care? Education is a significant market for a number of service providers, so this is a new option for those interested, or a new risk for those not. My interest in this remains providing options, and I refer to the previously covered Contract for the Web as a framework for working with customers to make determinations on what works for them and what doesn't. That provides a framework to evaluate this. The implications of tracking children well before they can consent on their own, and that data potentially following them later is not insignificant. I'd love to hear from parents and technologists on how you feel about this. And finally today, a quick pickup of The Power of Influence, and a warning, this may spoil mystery movies. Vanity Fair has an interview with Knives Out and Last Jedi director Rian Johnson, who reveals that Apple won't let bad guys in movies use iPhones. Quoting the director, "Apple, they let you use iPhones in movies, but, and this is very pivotal if you're ever watching a mystery movie, bad guys cannot have iPhones on camera, close quote. Why do we care? Besides the fact that you can now always tell good guys and bad guys in movies, I think this is a dangerous level of image control. Companies don't get to control how their devices are used when they're in the wild. I've criticized companies before for not thinking about the power of their creations in the wild, and I'm going to criticize here for spending time on the wrong things. Rather than worry about the perception of the devices in films, focus on the real problem of tech being intentionally misused. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, three things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.